Hey, listener, Zach Harper here. Underdog Fantasy, the easiest place to play fantasy sports. Also, fastest growing fantasy app in the industry. Here's how it works. The Pick'em game. Pick whether your favorite players will have a higher or lower stat total in this week's game for a chance to win big. How big, you ask? I'm so glad you asked that question, listener. You can win up to 100 times your money in a single night. Pick between 2 and 5 players, build a pick'em entry. You can also do rivals picks. You can put like Tyrese Halliburton and Jalen Brunson against each other, and whoever has more points, more assists, more rebounds, whatever you want to do, that is your rivals pick. I would maybe go with Jalen Brunson in these playoffs. By the way, in the regular season, Jalen Brunson, scoring tear, going higher on his point totals all the time. Joel Embiid, whenever he did actually play, higher on his scoring totals all the time. Victor Wembanyama, for the next 15, 20 years, here's a pro tip for you, take higher on the blocks. That's right. So you're probably wondering, how do you sign up? Oh my God, listener, you are full of good questions today. Sign up with the promo code DING, that's D-I-N-G, to claim your special pick first-time deposit offer up to $250 in bonus cash. $250, man, that's a lot. Visit underdogfantasy.com or find them in the App Store. And don't forget to register with our code DING, D-I-N-G, to claim your special pick and first-time deposit offer up to $250 in bonus cash. Must be 18 or older, 21 or older in Massachusetts, Arizona, 19 or older in Alabama and Nebraska, and present in a state where Underdog Fantasy operates. Terms apply. Concerned with your play, call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.ncpgambling.org. Arizona 1-800-NEXT-STEP. That's 1-800-639-8783. Or text NEXT STEP to 53342. New York, call the 24/7 HOPE line at 1-877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369.
Welcome to another fun-filled edition of Black Opinions Matter, motherfucker. My name is Amin Ohassan. That's Trevon Edwards. That's John Gervais. That's Jason Madison. We got a great show for you guys today. Really quick, I want to give a shout-out to Jade Hoy, who came home. He's back with his family. I texted with him. He texted me back. He seems to be feeling better. Everyone, if you guys could all tweet Jade and say, hey man, glad to hear you're doing better, that would be awesome. Great show for you guys today. As I said, what do you do when your homie's scaring the hoes? Feel like there's not a lot of pamphlets or manuals out there, so we try to put together some kind of, you know, guidance thing for you guys out there to know how to deal with that situation. Also, how do you create a welcoming environment? There's rules and there's layers to this. We're going to get into that as well. But first, patreon.com/countthedings. That's the website you go to. You get all the extra content. The watch-alongs. We had a great one for Homie Spumoni the other day. Man, that was a classic one. We got the special edition Cinephobe episodes. We've got the OG podcast. We've got the Discord. We got all sorts of stuff. Make sure you are tapped in there. Patreon.com/countthedings. Now, let's get started with...
I had a moment the other day, and I brought this up in the chat earlier. Mm-hmm. I had a shroom day yesterday. Two of my OGs sat in Central Park, took the shrooms, sat there for 5 hours. And we had this conversation, right? And the conversation was about the niggas that be scaring the hoes. It's a sad day. It's a sad day when you really think about it, especially when it's your man.
Yeah. You was having a philosophical conversation about this in general, or was there a situation where one of your mans was scaring the hoes real time?
No, it wasn't real time. It was more so just situational, and it was talking about cutting niggas off.
Gotcha. So right. You guys are talking about it as a general concept, not like, nigga, you scaring the hoes. Like,
it was talking about the line in the sand of cutting off as you gradually grow in your career. And what is the line in the sand that you're drawing that makes it too easy to cut niggas off? And it's kind of ghosting because it's no explanation. So if a nigga raises his hand at his woman, nigga, like, I'm cool. If a nigga is doing, if he's a rapey nigga, he out of there. I'm just saying, at the end of the day. But again, there's a line said and drawn morality for everyone. Everybody's not going to cut niggas off so easily, especially if you, if that's been your nigga your entire life. So it got to a point where the scaring the hoes moment of like, yo, we all got that homie that takes it too far with the hoes, right? Right? And you got the situation where we could be pouring drinks.
Yeah.
And nigga just overpour. You're like, relax, nigga. We good.
Can I just set one disclaimer before we get deep into this?
Yes.
Niggas, if you do any of the shit that he's about to say, your homies have not said anything to you yet, let this be the cue to tell you to calm the fuck down. Yep. Continue.
Hello, listener. I'm sure you don't need me to tell you that we at Cinephobe love our pets. Zach and Boogie are inseparable. I've got two cats and a dog, and Amin is giving his best ass on performance to convince dog owners that he loves their pet.
Hey, Noodle. Hey, boy. How you doing? And Noodle's just like,
Which is why today's episode is sponsored by the ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program. For many pet parents, summer is all about making travel plans like adventuring through the national parks, visiting pet-friendly beaches, or road tripping across the country. Wherever your journeys take you and your furry friend, you can help protect them along the way with a plan from ASPCA Pet Health Insurance. The ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program offers customizable accident and illness plans, making it easier for pet parents like you to help your pet get the care they may need. The ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program has been around for over 18 years, and they've helped more than 600,000 pets during that time. They allow you to customize your plan, helping ensure that your pet's plan is as unique as they are, because vet bills can really add up, especially when you're least expecting it. It's simple. Use their app to submit a claim, and you'll receive reimbursement for eligible vet bills directly into your bank account. To explore coverage, visit aspcapetinsurance.com/dings, D-I-N-G-S. That's aspcapetinsurance.com/dings. Again, that's aspcapetinsurance.com/dings. This is a paid advertisement. Insurance is underwritten by either Independence American Insurance Company or United States Fire Insurance Company and produced by PTZ Insurance Agency Limited. The ASPCA is not an insurer and is not engaged in the business of insurance. Hello, listener. Guess who's back? It's me, Anthony Mays, your favorite butcher-turned-podcast producer, and I'm here to talk to you about ButcherBox. ButcherBox is the most convenient way to get high-quality meat and seafood that you can trust delivered straight to your doorstep. Free shipping, vacuum sealed packaging. It's ready to go right then. It's ready to pop in the freezer. You get exclusive member deals and a variety of high quality cuts at an amazing value. Going to the grocery store can be a huge pain. You're usually in a rush at an inconvenient time. You're waiting in line at the meat counter. You're taking a number. Maybe this place doesn't have a number. You're jostling with fellow customers. You're trying to get that ribeye that you want or that nice piece of salmon. Maybe the butcher that you're dealing with has a bad attitude or something. I don't know. That was never me, I promise. But maybe it happens. ButcherBox takes all of that out of the picture. You are always prepared with meat and seafood in the freezer, and you're not going to find quality for this price anywhere else other than ButcherBox. So sign up at butcherbox.com/dings, D-I-N-G-S, and get our special deal. ButcherBox is offering our listeners a free for a year offer plus an additional $20 off. You can choose salmon, chicken breasts, or steak tips free in every order for a year. Sign up today at butcherbox.com/dings and use code DINGS, D-I-N-G-S, to choose your free for a year offer plus get $20 off your first order.
Real quick, I just want to be clear. Scaring the hoes is not, like you mentioned some extreme examples. Mm-hmm. Raising a hand, rapey vibes, all that shit. Okay, like that. We're not talking about that shit. Scaring the hoes typically is just a nigga doing too much, right?
And but I'm also talking about code red level too, to check the nigga before he gets to that level.
Yeah, sure.
Because I don't think I don't think a lot of niggas know.
I feel you though, I mean, because I feel like it's a lot more idiosyncratic
than the things that Trey is talking about,
right?
Like, because that's like DEFCON 1, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, like, but that's
like, we don't even really hang out with niggas like that.
Exactly.
We don't, hang out with niggas like that. No,
but that's the thing. It's not about us. We know.
Right.
Our listeners, this is to help. You don't want to die on a hill for a nigga that you've been in sandbox with that hard, and this nigga is that nigga. I think it's a line where you have to check it.
Right, and I'm just saying, I think it would be more helpful.
Holes can start with music.
That's what I'm saying. I think it would be more helpful if we talked about a little bit of the more smaller issues, you know what I'm saying?
Well,
that could really be bigger, bigger
give
things.
Our listeners the credit that if they're hanging out with those type motherfuckers, that they're not hanging out with those type motherfuckers because they've already handled that situation the proper way that one should handle that situation. So we could just go into the details of what you were talking about. And let's not get hung up on that part.
But I was going to say, it would gradually grow to that if we got there. But right now, starting of the scaring of the hoes, the aux cord. We already said it. Jerv said it best. I'm here for whatever the woman wants.
Yep.
If you don't want to scare
the hoes, scaring the hoes doesn't, this is a very important distinction. Scaring the hoes doesn't always come in the form of like rapey slash pushy.
Yeah.
Slash. Sometimes it's just, nigga, you're doing things that just aren't conducive to anyone having a good time right now.
And it doesn't fit the environment. It doesn't fit the environment, bro.
Let's just call it the aggressiveness. All right. It's the aggressiveness. Sure. All right.
But starts. First option one, right? The auxiliary cord.
Mm-hmm.
If we're hanging out, don't put that bullshit on.
Yeah.
Don't put that bullshit. Nobody want to hear bars.
No. I'm not even putting the bars on for the ladies, hey, brother.
Like, nobody want to hear. Nobody
no Lupe Fiasco. No Pusher.
Nobody want to be taught no lessons. Yeah,
no Flip Quali. What else?
No Kendrick. No Kendrick.
No Kendrick. Yeah.
No Kendrick.
No fly list, man. Put on some Drake.
Autopilot
on some Drake, man.
Yeah.
I don't care what you think about his music.
Unless.
I don't care if he wrote it.
No.
Unless.
Jerv.
No, just hear me out. Hear me out. Unless said shorty says, yo, I want to hear blah, blah. And then you pick, hey, man, we got to spell it out, man.
Right.
Some people might be like, no.
Now, hold on. Now, hold on, Jerv. I see your caveat, and I raise you a rebuttal. Unless she is one of many, and the many don't want what the one wants.
Exactly.
True.
Because
very
that
true.
Is definitely
very true. Very true. Very
part
true.
Of the play sometimes. You got the one who's, you know, can't get right, and the rest of them is on their own program, and she's coming to the aux to ask for some shit that nobody wants to hear.
Nope. Yep.
And now you're there trying, you got to figure that situation out. That's your job to quarterback.
You pretty much locked in.
Now, you want another layer of complexity on top of this?
Yeah.
What if she's the one that you think you have the best chance with?
I was just thinking.
Now you're really in the battle of the wits.
Hey, now you got to work on high IQ. You just got to know high IQ.
Yeah, you
got to. Yeah. Hey, you know how they got in Zoom breakout rooms? Breakout room, nigga. You
mix
gotta
a song
figure
in.
Out.
You can mix a song in.
Go to the balcony. You might have to pull out your phone. Y'all might have to get your own personal ones.
Yep. Yep.
Right? You gotta play your ones, man. You gotta do your
smoke
ones.
One
like, you know what I mean? Hey, let's come out here real quick.
Yep, right.
Let's go outside.
Actually, it's a speaker out here too. Come on.
All right. Well, that's gonna do it for this week's edition of Black Opinions Matter, motherfucker. Shout out to Black Trey. Shout out to Big Jerv. Shout out to Jay Skills. Remember patreon.com/counttodings. Make sure you're signed up for that. You're getting all that extra content. As always, until next time, stay black, motherfuckers.
An official message from Medicare.
A new law is helping me save more money on prescription drug costs. Maybe you can save too. With Medicare's Extra Help program, my premium is zero and my out-of-pocket costs are low. Who should apply? Single people making less than $23,000 a year or married couples who make less than $31,000 a year. Even if you don't think you qualify, it pays to find out.
go to ssa.gov/extra help.
Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services. An official message from Medicare.
A new law is helping me save more money on prescription drug costs. Maybe you can save too. With Medicare's Extra Help program, my premium is zero and my out-of-pocket costs are low. Who should apply? Single people making less than $23,000 a year or married couples who make less than $31,000 a year. Even if you don't think you qualify, it pays to find out. Go to ssa.gov/extra help.
Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services. An official message from Medicare.
A new law is helping me save more money on prescription drug costs. Maybe you can save too. With Medicare's Extra Help program, my premium is zero and my out-of-pocket costs are low. Who should apply? Single people making less than $23,000 a year or married couples who make less than $31,000 a year. Even if you don't think you qualify, it pays to find out. Go to ssa.gov/extra help.
Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services. An official message from Medicare.
A new law is helping me save more money on prescription drug costs. Maybe you can save too. With Medicare's Extra Help program, my premium is zero and my out-of-pocket costs are low. Who should apply? Single people making less than $23,000 a year or married couples who make less than $31,000 a year. Even if you don't think you qualify, it pays to find out. Go to ssa.gov/extra help.
Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.